I'm Stuart McIntosh with the BBC News. Hello. Austria's Conservative Chancellor Karl Nehammer has said he'll quit in the coming days after coalition talks between his People's Party and the Social Democrats broke down. He said they'd been unable to find agreement on key issues.
After the breakdown of the talks, I will therefore do the following. I will resign as Chancellor and also as leader of the People's Party in the next few days, thus enabling an orderly transition. This transition is particularly important to me because I have always stood for stability in our country and in the People's Party.
A motorcade carrying the body of the former US President Jimmy Carter has arrived in the capital of his home state, Georgia, where he served as governor during the 1970s. A moment of silence was held before the convoy continued its journey to the Carter Presidential Center, where America's 39th president will lie in repose for the public to pay their respects. Carl Nasman is there.
You can still see some of those memorials behind us, flowers and candles, messages being left there, including a few peanuts honoring the peanut farmer, of course, famously Jimmy Carter, son of a peanut farmer there in Plains, Georgia. The day, though, beginning in Plains, this small town, 500 people living there, probably the whole population coming out to pay their respects, lining the roads. And as that motorcade made its way through the state, really retracing the steps, arriving at the state capitol where he was governor, where he did usher in some of that civil rights era. Really incredible words for a Democrat at the time in the South, had a momentous impact, and then moving on to the White House, where he continued some of that civil rights tradition there.
An award-winning cartoonist has resigned from the Washington Post after the newspaper refused to publish a cartoon satirical of its billionaire owner, Jeff Bezos. Anne Telnes said she'd been stopped from doing her job, holding powerful people and institutions to account. Andrew Ochiang reports.
A draft of the cartoon Anne Telnes said she had presented to the newspaper depicted the Amazon boss and other tech billionaires on their knees presenting bags of cash to a statue of the president-elect Donald Trump. The Washington Post said it had rejected the cartoon because it was repetitive, not for political reasons. U.S. media quoted an editor saying the newspaper had recently published articles on the subject and had scheduled others. Last year, several editors and reporters resigned from the newspaper after Mr. Bezos stopped it from endorsing Mr. Trump's rival, Kamala Harris, in the U.S. presidential election.
An official in the east of the Democratic Republic of Congo says the M23 rebel groups captured the town of Masisi. Since Friday, this area of North Kivu province has seen clashes between the Rwandan-backed rebels and the Congolese army, with its allied militia. M23 rebels have seized vast swathes of mineral-rich eastern Congo since 2021. This is the World News from the BBC. The Venezuelan opposition leader Edmundo González, who fled the country last year, has been warmly received in Buenos Aires by Argentina's right-wing president Javier Milei. The two men appeared on the balcony of the presidential palace to cheers from crowds of Venezuelan expatriates who think Mr. González was the real winner of disputed elections last year. Warren Bull reports.
Relations between socialist-led Venezuela and Argentina have been strained since Javier Milei became Argentina's president in December 2023. On Saturday, Mr. Milei told supporters in Buenos Aires that Edmundo González was the real president of Venezuela. He was granted asylum in Spain in September after Venezuela's electoral authorities declared Nicolas Maduro as the winner. Mr. González has said he'll return to Caracas before Friday's inauguration ceremony so that he can claim his place as the legitimate president, but his supporters fear that he could instead become a high-profile political prisoner.
Ethiopian officials say more than 20,000 people have been evacuated from parts of the Afar region that have suffered a series of earthquakes. The government says emergency workers have been sent to 12 communities to assess the level of damage. A second group of 75 Guatemalan soldiers have arrived in the Haitian capital Port-au-Prince to boost a United Nations-backed mission tasked with restoring order amid chaos wrought by gangs. There are now 150 of them in Haiti, all drawn from the Central American country's military police unit. Kenya deployed nearly 400 police last year. The international forces failed to prevent an escalation in violence. The former US Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and the Argentine footballer Lionel Messi are among 19 people who've received America's highest civilian honour from President Biden. Others awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom were the editor of Vogue, Dame Anna Wintour, Bono, and the billionaire George Soros. BBC News.